We are taxpayer focused. We act with integrity. We are professional. We are innovative and we network. Together, we are building a better Zambia.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
To present the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumba Tailosh. The headlines. Rights activist Captain Towani Chipeta mourns 5 dam drownings. Financial expert Henry Malaya wants the government to scrap monthly fuel price reviews. In international headlines, tens of thousands of civilians are fleeing contested neighborhoods in northern Aleppo after clashes between Syrian government forces and Kurdish. And in sports, Zanaco backs youth talent at grassroots under 17 football club camp. And now the news in detail. Human rights activist and pilot Captain Towani Chipeta has expressed profound sorrow over the drowning of 5 children in Chongwe, describing the incident as a national heartbreak. Chipeta lamented that her heart bleeds for the families who have lost their children in such a devastating and preventable tragedy. She stressed that the pain of losing young lives is unbearable, especially when it stems from a lack of safe spaces for children to play and grow. Chipeta shared that her love for children has always driven her advocacy, which is why she personally founded the drilling of 14 boreholes in Chasefo district in Eastern province. She explained that access to clean and safe water is not just a basic right, but a lifeline, especially for women and children who bear the brunt of water scarcity.
The loss of the 5 children who have drowned in the ZNS dam, Mino Dundeke Lusaka, is very painful. No parent has to lose a child in this way. I can only pray that God Himself comforts the grieving parents and family. Kwene, let me take this opportunity to caution fellow parents. Let us teach our children to play in the confines of our yards, no matter how small. Let these children play their cheer toes, their soccer, in the confines of our yards. You know, children between the ages of 7 and 13 are little explorers. They love to explore far and beyond. But it is our duty as parents to ensure the safety of these children. Also to the relevant authorities of the Zambia National Service and other organizations that own these dams. Knowing that in our society we have these little children who are marginalized in society, kindly secure these water bodies.
Economist Yusuf Dodia has warned that the privatization policy on energy investment is not beneficial to the Zambian people. Mr. Dodia has further noted that the open access policy on the transmission lines is only benefiting the investors, while the majority of Zambians remain poor. He has further recalled that this policy killed strong economies like Britain and France.
And what do we do when we privatize? We undermine development, because energy has now become a business where everybody wants to make money on energy. Nobody is interested in manufacturing. If I'm given an opportunity to open an energy firm where I have a hydroelectric power station on one of our rivers and my customer is to sell my electricity to ZESCO at a good price, I become very rich while the people of Zambia suffer paying higher electricity tariffs. And now with the open access policy on the transmission lines, it means that as an investor, I can make a demand to ZESCO to say, you need to buy my electricity at this price. And if ZESCO says it's too high, I say, thank you very much. And I offer that electricity to South Africa. And the South African government is willing to buy it. I bypass ZESCO, I sell my electricity to South Africa, and I become a very rich person on the backs of Zambian people, because I'm using the water from a Zambian river. I'm using the transmission lines which belongs to ZESCO.
Peace and Conflict Resolution scientist Tomo Njovu says the possible withdrawal of the United States of America from the United Nations would impact global stability. He has explained that the UN was created to prevent war, promote cooperation and support development worldwide. Mr. Njovu has noted that the US is both a founding member and the largest financial contributor to the UN, supporting key programs in peacekeeping, health, education and humanitarian aid. He further warns that many developing countries, especially in Africa, South America and Asia, depend on these services, and without U.S. support, poorer nations will face the greatest burdens. Njovu adds that the UN provides a vital platform for diplomacy and addressing global challenges like climate change, pandemics and conflict, and believes the U.S. will also suffer from isolation and reduce global influence if it disengages. Leader of the United Prosperous and Peaceful Zambia, UPPZ, Charles Chanda, has strongly spoken out against recent comments made by President Hakainde Hichilema. The president is alleged to have urged voters in the southern province to support the United Party for National Development, UPND, and suggested that those who do not could face negative consequences. Mr. Chanda's condemnation says it shows his worries about the fairness of the elections and the possible intimidation of voters and opposition parties, stating that such comments can divide the Zambian people and create fear before the elections. He has urged all Zambians to stay united and ensure that everyone can vote without fear, emphasizing the need for a fair and peaceful election.
The recent statement from the Republican president during the rally in Choma has created some uncertainties in terms of the fairness of the coming elections. We are in a democratic dispensation where, regardless of ethnicity, we cannot use intimidating language to make everyone to vote based on our tribal lines. It was unfortunate that the president used the statement to one major group in the republic and to show them that they are enemies of other people. We need to take this with all the seriousness it deserves.
Financial expert Henry Malaya wants the government to scrap off the monthly fuel price reviews and establish a fuel stabilization fund and reserve expansion. Mr. Malaya says monthly reviews are disrupting business predictability and affecting economic progress, with prices being influenced by the international market fluctuations. He advocates for the establishment of an expanded fuel reserve to cushion against international price hikes and a fuel stabilization fund to help address the situation.
A funding gap in that. Government should be able to intervene into that and fuel that particular gap. But that can only happen properly and in a manner that does not disturb the economy if we revert to a fuel stabilization fund. So we create this fund where any excess that we have as we are importing is kept there, so that when we are having shortfalls, we can be picking from that particular fund and putting there. This simply means also, in one way or the other, government also should be putting a little money into that particular reserve, so that we don't move like a pendulum from left to right whenever there is a movement. Remember, there are drums of war around the world. In Venezuela, we saw a lot of military planes landing in the UK yesterday. We don't know what that means. Is this here?
The Patriotic Front has condemned expelled Chama South MP Davidson Mungandu for making false claims about the party at President Hakainde Hichilema's rally in Joma. According to PF Chairperson for Information and Publicity, Ambassador Emmanuel Mwamba notes that Mungandu made several false allegations, including that the PF deliberately destroyed the economy to make it difficult for President Hichilema to govern. Mr. Mwamba states that it is ridiculous to attribute President Hichilema's failures and misgovernance to the PF, and that his failure to govern and improve the lives of Zambians is as a result of his own gross incompetence, inexperience and corrupt decisions. He states that Mungandu has a history of making such false allegations and has become worse over time, making remarks to impress his new masters, emphasizing that the PF has a wonderful national record, having made historical infrastructure and development initiatives. He has since called on Mungandu to resign and join the